This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Limburg.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Tom Ackerman back with you. Well, this has become quite the popular segment. Sports on a Sunday morning is an often downloaded podcast. People love to hear it throughout the day. It's become one of the more popular ones here at the station. I think part of the reason is this guy. He's the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, and people really liked our, I think they like all of our conversations, to be honest, John, but they liked our last one just because of honesty and the fact that you tell it like it is. I've always tried to tell people that it's nothing different. I mean, the president of baseball operations comes on KMOX. He knows it's a window to the fans and tries to explain what's going on as best you can. I think it's a compliment to you.
Well, thank you. And I hope to do that. Obviously, there's things I can't always share, but for the most part, giving a little insight on what's happening in Cardinal baseball is what my goal is.
Well, what's happening down there with Miles Michaelis? You know that anytime a pitcher is shut down for a brief period of time, who knows how long that will be, that will cause some concern among fans. Bring us to what John was.
That's very reasonable.
Bring us to what John was. Yeah, what do you think about it?
Well, I think whenever you hear about an arm injury or potential injury, your first inclination is, what does it mean? And for some people that aren't sophisticated in understanding some of the things that are involved in this, you know, they might gravitate all right away to Tommy John or something that they are more familiar with. But this particular case, we're dealing with a tendon issue and not a ligament issue. The good news is tendons can heal, whereas ligaments would have to be definitely repaired. In this particular case, going to have a better idea of what this really looks like in the next day or two. Just I haven't had that debriefing yet with our head team physician, Dr. Paletta, but I plan to do so tomorrow. He's still gathering some facts, and my fingers are crossed this isn't something that's going to be a huge delay, but before I start making predictions, I think it's best that I await word tomorrow, and then we'll go from there.
Fair enough. And then as you wait, you also know that you have some depth. You have some pitchers that were already going to be competing for spots in your rotation. In your mind, who right now will be ramped up to be pitching in both Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium and on the backfields in B games just to see some starting opportunities?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to forget someone here, but yeah. Obviously, when you think about why we signed KK, it was just to give us that type of flexibility. When you look at someone like Ponce de Leon, who, is looking for a chance to actually break with the club from this camp, and Austin Gomber is someone that I think a year ago this time we were pretty excited about, and then obviously didn't have the camp that we hoped, and he was sidelined with injuries as well. As you always think about like roster building and preparation for camp, these are the types of things that you're preparing for. In other words, you don't want to be that negative Nelly that you're just always putting these types of thoughts in your head, but you know things happen. And, if Miles isn't able to go, it's going to create opportunity. But, let's sort of wait and see what that looks like. But clearly, we're going to have to make sure people get innings, because whether this happened first week of February or if it happened first week of April, you got to be able to handle it.
Just throwing another name at you, if that's okay, is Ryan Helsley. It's just so intriguing. His makeup, his ability, his size, his durability. I'm knocking on wood here. I think that, there, and of course, he's been mentioned as a starter before. Is he somebody that could do either, close or start?
I mean, I think he could. And I think that's going to be really that line that that we walk in this camp. I mean, at some point, Maddox and Schulte are going to have to decide who gets the innings and what that looks like. But Ryan Helsley obviously has power stuff. He has started in the past. And we just have to decide, like, where we're going to be able to get our innings from a starter and where we will get innings from our bullpen. And really, all the names we've mentioned could fit into either of those roles. But, you know, clearly when you look at Gomber and Ponce, historically they were always starters in the minor league level.
Taking a look at your bullpen right now, are you encouraged by what you've seen so far? We've had pitchers and catchers working together for about a week.
Yeah, I actually missed a few days with the flu, so I was finally back out there today and enjoying a little sunshine here in Jupiter, Florida. But I will say the feedback I've received from our coaches, our manager, it has been positive, and that's great to see or hear.
That's good. I loved reading about how Matt Carpenter spent some time in some of your organizational meetings, that he's so smart that there's a level of mutual respect there between the front office and Matt Carpenter. Can you expand on that for our listening audience and what he means to the organization?
I think you're referring to, there was an article on Chris Carpenter that he
was...
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say, Chris, not Matt. But Carpenter and kind of what Chris means to the organization. Everybody's always sort of pining for him to be around full-time. Kind of, where does that stand right now?
Well, I think he just brings so much wisdom and experience to not only our front office, but also to our major league coaching staff and also to share with players. And so not tapping into that would just be incredibly stupid. So I have always tried to create a path or a curriculum, if you will, for him to have a growth plan to know what gives him a chance to get new experiences too. And so I always kick off our spring training with an annual meeting. A lot of it is going over players and where we are with our depth, but it also touches on some other things. And I just thought getting Carp some exposure to that makes a lot of sense. And I think he was grateful for that experience, but he is someone that, sure, we'd like him around every day, but we understand that's not possible. So we'll take what we can get.
And now I've asked you about Chris. Let me now ask you about Matt and what his spring training has been like so far. I know we're really about to get ramped up here and he'll get some opportunities, but taking a look at Matt Carpenter in 2020, what are your expectations there? What would you like to see from him?
Well, expectations are high. I feel like, you know, Carp used his offseason very wisely. He was someone that was really looking at where were his opportunities. And one place he felt like he needed to get back to was some strength gain. And so he worked on getting back to where he was in 2014, 2015 from that perspective. And he was able to accomplish that. And then he also made some adjustments with his swing. Now, I think we got to give that a little time to see how that works or works out when he's in game situations. But, you know, the fact that he was intentional about trying to do something different, I think was important. And look, he's not making a secret about this. He was not happy with last year. And so he certainly wants to go into this year and he wants our fan base to know he can be the Carpenter of old.
You know, looking at third base and that big name that's out there that everybody buzzes about, and, you know, some fans will refer to a player of his magnitude as a fantasy that the Cardinals could acquire him. And we referred to him. You didn't mention him by name because you can't. But a couple of weeks ago, fans enjoyed, as I mentioned at the top of this interview, our conversation about how you handle business and big deals. And one thing I said was, you know, it's not really much different than what John and the front office has always been trying to convey, that you like your current club, you're going to give those players a chance to show what they can do, but the roster can't always change, and the bigger the deal, the more patience required. Is that kind of an accurate way to look at it?
Yeah, I think, like, the only thing I'd add is any types of deals that you're kind of, you know, hypothetically talking about, I mean, there's just a lot of complications. It's not just a simple, hey, let's do it. But I can understand that there's a lot of energy to see something get done, but I hope there's people that realize that, you know, we were one of four teams that were still playing last year when the season was coming towards an end, and you know, we really do feel like we're in a situation where we can do better. And you know, this team is, there's a lot of excitement around it, and you know, we really feel good about where we are.
Taking a look at 2020 with John Mozeliak, who I'm glad you're feeling better, man. That's no fun. I mean, it's spring training just starts, and you're
rough couple days for sure.
Man, sorry to hear it, but I really appreciate you coming on. Just a final thing here, and just the first look at Mike Shildt and his staff working together. Mike Shildt has quite a group. I think that he has some vision, and just your impressions of what he's like in year two so far, just coming out of the gate.
Well, it's a lot like you would expect. He's someone that is very well prepared, very organized. Staff seems to be working well with each other, just like they did last year. Made a couple little tweaks on some of the other roles on the coaching staff, as far as with Pat Elkins being added to help with run production. And then Joey, who I think a lot of people worked with last year, got to know a little bit. He'll focus a little bit more on run prevention. But, you know, this group is definitely engaged. They know that paying attention to details matters, and I think that's something from a front office standpoint that you appreciate and are grateful for.
Let me throw one more in there, because I forgot to ask you about this. We haven't had a chance to do it on this show since you did it, but I'm curious about Brad Miller. I think that could be a sneaky good move there if he comes through for you. He got hot in September. 8 home runs in September was the fourth most among all National League hitters. Let's see what he can do, and a left-hander certainly benefits you.
Well, you know, as we always have had a history of doing, we always sort of look at who's still available late January, early February, and when we came across his name, obviously you noted a very, very strong September. But you know, more importantly, we were looking at if we were going to bring somebody onto the 26-man roster. Got to get used to saying that. We wanted someone that gave you flexibility, and he can do that. Fact that he can play multiple positions, and when you're looking at how our bench may shake out, you're starting to see that theme, and I think that's really good news for us, and it allows the manager a lot more plug and play abilities with some of these guys. And so he was available, we were able to get it done, and I do think he'll be a really nice addition. I haven't spent a whole lot of time with him, but for the few minutes I have been around him, he's a super nice guy. I think he'll fit in here great, and you know, really looking forward to when position players get going tomorrow, just to see those interactions.
Good to hear. Position players report tomorrow. First game is Saturday right here on KMOX against the Mets. John Mozeliak, always kind to join us. We really appreciate it. Have a great Sunday.
All right. Thank you. See you, Tommy.
Thank you. There's the president of baseball operations. When we come back, Cardinal center fielder Harrison Bader on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.